Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, guys, I know you guys probably don't have this problem. And I'm sure, because you're so perfect, and I just admire you guys. I mean, you're just,
Come on, you walk on water.
You know,
that's Chris.
Your shadow's, you know, heals the sick. But, you know, but for me and, you know, most others, you know, there's times when we struggle and we struggle with temptation. It's interesting. You brought up a scripture yesterday that just spoke to my heart. Believe it or not, it was yesterday. And when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and what he says here, and it's really interesting. And this scripture's always thrown me for a loop because it seemed kind of out of place at what was going on there. But God just began to just speak to me big time about it. And he says, Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here a while I go over here and pray. And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him. And he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He says, stay here. Keep watch with me. I can imagine what he was going through, but it's just the only thing that's getting close to is when you watch The Passion of the Christ and you watch
wow.
the torment that he went through, you know, as he knew that the hour was coming. It was just so close.
Right.
And then... And it goes on to say, he says, and he goes a little further, this is Jesus, and he fell with his face to the ground, and he prayed. He goes, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as your will. And I love what you said yesterday about, you know, doing the Father's will. And then his encouragers.
Don't you love those encouragers?
Yeah, exactly. Then he returns to his disciples, the ones that he brought with him to help him during this time. And he finds them sleeping. And he says, could you not keep watch with me 1 hour? And this is what he says to him, which kind of just threw me for a loop. He says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And you would think, you know, what, you know, just imagine what was going on in Jesus' mind at that moment. And he was just, I mean, in another portion of scripture, it talks about how he was so just overwhelmed with grief and sorrow that he even sweated blood. I mean, I don't know about you, blood, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I've never gotten that upset right, or concerned right. where I'm sweating blood. But he says, watch and pray so you will not fall in temptation. And those two things stuck out to me is watch and pray. And if you look at the word temptation, and a lot of people get this confused with sin. Temptation is to be allured, to be enticed, to be appeal, bait, the decoy, to draw, to pull, to be seduced, to be snared or trapped. Temptation is not sin. It's what happens. It's what, it's a thing that we have to be aware of and pay attention to so we don't fall into sin.
Right.
It's the bait that Satan gives you, hoping that you'll fall into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, which reminded me of this portion of scripture where when the disciples, you know, Jesus teaches how to pray. And one of the things he says in the Lord's Prayer, he says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So even when we pray, God's saying, pray that you don't fall in temptation.
Be alert.
You know,
right?
Just don't walk around blinded thinking everything's just going to be fine and, you know, everything, you're never going to have any problems and you just go about your day without, you know, paying attention. Because you need to pray about this thing. You need to watch, pay attention, look. You know, a lot of times what we end up doing is just doing damage control after the fact. After we just blindly walk into the trap that Satan lays for us. And if you read in James, chapter 1, it says, when tempted, no one should say, God has tempted me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
Mm.
And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. So there's a process. It's just not something that just happened. Oops, I didn't mean to
do that.
Exactly. No. It was the evil in your heart that let you fall for the trap that caused you to do the thing that you knew you shouldn't have been doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. His agony, by the way, his agony, the word says that his sweat was like drops of blood. He didn't actually sweat blood, but they were dropping. The sweat was, the agony was so much, his they were just, you know, just coming off of his body and his head. You can only imagine, but the word said is like drops of blood, not as blood, but
right.
But that's powerful what you're saying, because you're right. Temptation is not, I mean, the word of God says that Jesus was tempted in every way, yet without sin.
That's right. Exactly right. You know, he sympathizes with our weaknesses. And he's totally aware of what we're going through. Even Jesus was tempted. You know, Satan took him out to the desert and tempted him. Well, actually, the Holy Spirit took him out there, but Satan met him out there.
Right.
Because he knows when you're going to be the weakest. He knows your weaknesses like nobody's business.
Right.
He knows the things that trip you up.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
He's always going to lay it out there and try and get you. But prayer, I mean, that is so important. We can pray. We can actually say, God, help me that I don't fall into temptation today. Mm-hmm. Help me be aware. Help me pay attention to the signs. You know what I'm saying? And then it says in 1 Corinthians 10, it says, and the reason we pray, because we're humble. We want to be humble before God because we need his help.
That's right.
Right? And it says in 1 Corinthians, so if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out that you can stand up under it.
Mm.
So there, he's given us tools. I mean, he's given us ways that we can prevent falling into these traps. Obviously, one, we pray, God help me. Two, he gives you a way out. You know, it's so quick to just say, oh man, I did it again. Oh, I did it again. You know, like that. It's just,
yeah.
But you had a way out. You just chose not to take it.
And it's a way for every temptation.
There is a way.
A way. And the other thing, too, is that it's so amazing what you're sharing, because it's powerful. The other thing is that, we can pray not to be tempted, and we should do that. And the Lord instructs us to pray that we're not tempted. But we combine the supernatural, which is prayer, with the natural, with common sense and wisdom. And we also avoid the place of temptation.
Exactly.
You don't want to be walking on the tiptoe of temptation and then say, God, pray. You don't want me walking on a ledge and saying, God, pray. I'm praying, Lord, that I'm not tempted to fall over this thing.
Exactly.
It's like, that would not be wise. So
exactly.
You want to use the supernatural and the natural, and you want to be able to draw a line that's way back from the place where you will be tempted, because that be using wisdom.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember in our small men's groups years ago, John, that you know, we talked about this a lot, but you know, that's the power of the small group. You know, being in a small men's group, or even, you know, women's groups, you know, is that we have that accountability. It's having those people in our lives that will hold us accountable, so that when we are tempted, you know, it's not this battle that you take on by yourself. It's that you call your brother, say, hey man, can you pray for me?
Yeah.
You know, you're putting it out there. It's being humble. Say, look, you know, I got this thing that's going on. I'm struggling. You know, help me pray for me. You know?
Right, exactly.
That's powerful, because no man is an island. No woman is an island. I mean, you may try to be an island, but when the attack does come, and believe us here, the enemy hates you. I mean, you will be attacked, and it's not going to be, I mean, it could be at any time, but knowing how evil the enemy is a time that you maybe least suspect it, or you're weak. And so it's those type of relationships that you have, that you've built and you have, you know, developed, that you can call on in the time of temptation, the time that you are attacked, because you know, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You have a group together, you can stand strong, and not only that, but they can even hold you accountable to finding out, you know, well, are you walking on the edge of temptation?
Mm-hmm.
You may need to take 10 steps back and not put mm-hmm. yourself in that place, because
right.
you know, you could be just setting yourself up for a fall. If it's a constant, you know,
yeah.
place of wringing your arm and your neck and, oh my mm-hmm. goodness, I've done this again. It's like, well, you're not on the edge. You're like tiptoeing, like, you know,
oh, yeah.
little Michael Jackson move on that line. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, it's like any wind is going to knock you right over, you know?
God gave me this analogy this morning when I was praying and was meditating on this. All of a sudden, he just gave me this picture of a mouse. I don't know if you've ever had a set of mouse trap before.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember this issue. One time I had this mouse. He was a real smart mouse, obviously. Because I would set this trap for him. I'd bait it.
Yeah.
Put the cheese on it. Next day, the cheese was gone. But no mouse. The trap wasn't triggered. I'm thinking, what is the deal with this? Is this thing broken? What is going on? And so again, I do this like a couple times. I'm like, something's up. So I get smart. You know, I'm messing with this trap, and you know, there's a real hair fine trigger on that thing. But apparently, it wasn't, you know, light enough. So I kind of mess with it to kind of make it more, you know, just where it would go off easier.
Right.
And then I stuck peanut butter on it. The next time. I said, I dare you to take this off. So I stuck some peanut butter on there. Sure enough, buddy, the next day, boom, got it. Well, you know, that's exactly how Satan does us. He gets us where we think that, you know, if I just keep going back to the same thing and I'm able to, you know, get this cheese.
Oh, wow.
Get this sin, but nothing happened to me.
No consequence.
So he gets us coming back and coming back and coming back. Well, the next time, when we think that everything's okay, boom, that's when
wow.
he breaks our neck and we go
wow.
down, because we flirted with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that's when he gets us. He lures us in.
Yep.
He gives us more bait.
Yep. Wow, that's
while, you know, we're about to be destroyed.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, you got to be mindful. You got to be alert. You got to know that the devil, your enemy, roars around, roams around like a roaring lion,
mm-hmm.
and is seeking someone to devour.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.